Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Josh Vern. You're our Royals insider joining us on the show today. Vern, let's go back to like 12-year-old Josh Vern. What was your favorite store in the mall?
12, some sort of like a sports memorabilia, right? Those were always in and out, some other name. Wasn't necessarily a brand. But if it's not memorabilia, one of those pop-up shops at the mall, it would be like a, you know, Foot Locker, anything where I could try to buy a jersey or a cool fitted hat.
What was the first jersey you remember having?
The first was Steve Young. The one that I remember was my favorite. Well, Steve Young was my favorite, but then the Kevin Garnett, his rookie season, I got that Timberwolves jersey and I loved it.
You know what? Those early KG Timberwolves, I actually like the old ones. And whenever they got like the more modern uniforms, I just like the T-Wolves colorway.
He was just so cool. I remember an article about him, and I think it was one of the first ESPN the magazines. Maybe it was Slam, but he was the man. I still think KG's the man. I don't know if everybody does. Maybe that's just the 12-year-old me. But I was a KG guy throughout.
So let's talk about the early part of Jack Caglione. We haven't seen a whole lot, only his first three games. What have you seen from him as he's made his major league debut?
Certainly doesn't look intimidated, doesn't look passive. He's attacking the game, which you must do, because if you don't, the game's going to attack you and you'll be back in Omaha before you know it. Made a pretty nice catch, nice running catch in right field. He's DH'ing tonight as he learns a new stadium. It makes sense. You're not going to put him out there as he's never been to Guaranteed Rate Field before. No, I think you have to be very impressed with his body language out there. Yeah, he's 1-for-13, but again, no one was asking him to save the offense. What this offense needed was Salvi, Vinny, and Bobby to pick it up, and boy, did they ever. C-Dot, the Royals have scored more than 4 runs for each of the past 3 games. The last time they did that was the end of August last year. The last time it ended, the streak of scoring 5 or more, it ended that day in Houston when Vinny's thumb exploded at first base. So it's the first time since then a Royals offense has scored 5 runs or more in 3 consecutive games, and I don't think it's a surprise that it aligns with the arrival of Jack Caglione. I also don't think it is a surprise that it aligns with Michael Garcia moving up to the 3 spot as he continues to give you Lorenzo Cain vibes in the 3 spots. Salvi went 3-for-3 with runners in scoring position against the Cardinals. Vinny Pasquantino has a 21-game on-base streak, and he drove in or was at least responsible for multiple runs in all 3 of the games against St. Louis. Bobby scored 4 runs, so the guys that must be good were good. And yes, everyone else around them were good as well. But, you know, as this team gets ready to take on Chicago, to me, it's not about Jack Caglione. Now, it will be nice as he hopefully continues to get more and more comfortable. But this series against Chicago is, yes, about the offense continuing to instill confidence in one another and the fan base. But it's about Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi being the guys that we saw, being the table clearers that we saw in St. Louis, because it was evident, it seems evident, this team has enough table setters, guys that can get on and cause a little bit of havoc on the base pass. Who's driving them in? Cags, I think, will be one of those guys, but he's not the guy. Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi need to be just that, and they were in St. Louis.
I'm always encouraged to me when you see those flashes of greatness. Like, it's never realistic to just think that Jack Caglione was just going to come down from Omaha and be hitting 400, right? Like, some of the expectations were unrealistic from the very, very beginning. So, in the same way, if you're looking at a great defensive lineman, for example, you just want to see those flashes. Can he get to the quarterback? I kind of felt like that with Cags, even in game one. I know he went 0 for 4, 0 for 5. You could just tell by the way he hit the ball, this kid has a chance of figuring this out. And when he does, he's got a chance to be really, really good.
Yeah, but we saw those things in spring training. We saw those things in the minor leagues. Hitting the ball hard in the big leagues isn't a surprise. You know, the way that they pitched Salvi, you know, and again, the conversations that you have about this Royals offense now with Jack Caglione, it's completely different. If I'm facing Salvi and there's a man in scoring position and Nick Lofton is standing in the on-deck circle or Drew Waters or Michael Massey, I'm pitching Salvi different than that 6'5 monster named Caglione. So, yeah. Again, a very good body language. You know, carries himself like a professional, not hanging his head. Yeah, hitting the ball hard. He's been doing that his entire life. The presence that he brings to this team, man, it's been sorely missed. You haven't had someone to serve as a protector for Salvi all season, and it seems as if, at least early on, he can serve that role, at least until we get to a place where his holes are fully exploited and teams can attack them. Until a hole shows up, that presence in the on-deck circle is key.
Do you believe that he's provided juice for this team? Do you believe that his presence has sparked something with this team?
Well, I think his presence sparks something in how teams, again, attack Salvador Perez. I mentioned he's 3 for 3, goes 3 for 3 with runners in scoring position against the St. Louis Cardinals. That's not, you know, sure, Salvi's a future Hall of Famer. You knew things and you expect things to turn around for him. But no, that's not a surprise that aligns with Cags, just like it's not a surprise that, again, they score, you know, they're on their first offensive hot streak of the season. It's not a surprise that it aligns with Cags. You know, seeing a guy make his big league debut, I'm sure, has a way of centering a very stressful game, you know, centering your mind. You look at him and you remember your debut and the joy that you played with, and maybe it loosens you up. But no, I think it's more of just bottom line baseball stuff. He's a monster and he can beat you with one swing of the bat. And the guys that were in his spot for the 60 games before he showed up couldn't do that, or at least hadn't done that so far in 2025. Your Renfros and Masseys and MJ Melendez. Yeah, Cags has something to do with it. But you and I, we've been talking about Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi since spring training. They just had their best series collectively of the season. Throw into the mix Mikel Garcia moving to the 3 spot and doing the things that Lokane did for the boys back in 2015. He's not your prototypical number 3 hitter, but for this team, for the way they want to move on the base paths, he's the perfect number 3 hitter, because now in the 7, 8, 9 spot, guys that can advance a runner, guys that can run a little bit, and that flips right into the top of the lineup of India, Bobby, and Mikel, who can run a little bit, right? So that's 6 straight guys that are action guys on the base paths, followed by Vinny, Salvi, and Cags, 3 table clearers, where the edict is clear. When a man is in scoring position, we need you to do the damage. Vinny and Salvi certainly did that against St. Louis, and I know we all believe that Cags will do it in short order.
Right now, we're talking to Josh Vernier, just getting his thoughts on Jack Caglione's first week in the majors. How do you think he's performing in the outfield?
Well, you know, one game, or one day, I should say. Good enough. Had, what, two plays? Made both of them. Looks athletic. Looks confident. Yeah, good enough, but still a guy that I'm replacing late in a game if the team's up by one. You saw that in the opener yesterday against St. Louis, and I think that's the wise move. It took MJ Melendez, who's lighter and a slightly better athlete than Jack Caglione, it took MJ Melendez about a year and a half before, I know myself, before I felt confident that he was a league average corner outfielder. So, you know, next spring training, I expect to feel really good about Cags at right field. Right now, he's an outstanding bat that needs to be in the lineup, and you put him in there any way you possibly can. Tonight, he's the DH, as he should be, again, in a stadium for the first time.
Right now, we're talking to Josh Vernier, just getting his thoughts on the Kansas City Royals as they are leaving St. Louis and they are heading to Chicago. I was looking at some numbers for Salvador Perez over the last, I don't know, 2 weeks or so, since May 21st. The splits are actually pretty favorable. Do you think that Salvi is turning the corner offensively?
Well, what does that mean? You know, what does turning the corner mean? Do I think he's a all-star, one of the best bats behind the dish in all of Major League Baseball? No. Do I think he's as bad as the numbers indicated in the first 2 months of the season? No, because again, the underlying numbers always said he was making solid contact. He was one of the unluckiest hitters in all of Major League Baseball. But no, I still feel the same about Salvi. In the second half of the season, as it only, you know, it's only going to get warmer and warmer. If you're going to ask him to catch, you know, 3 out of every 5 games, you can't be asking that guy to hit cleanup. Honestly, even him in the 5 spot between Vinny and Cags, I'd like to see another right-hander replace him. I'd like to see Salvi bumped down to the 7 spot for the home stretch. I never thought Salvi was going to be bad all year. So has he turned the corner? Yeah, he was never a bad hitter, and he hasn't been a bad hitter lately. So that's nice to see.
Vern, are you worried about Cole Reagans?
Sure, yeah. Now, the only thing that allows me some patience is nobody cares more about the long-term health of Cole Reagans than the Kansas City Royals, even if they don't plan on signing him past his, you know, team control.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, during the years in which you have Cole Reagans, he's one of the finest lefties in the sport, so listen, I'm interested to see what Q has to say when he addresses the media shortly about their plans for the rotation following this series against the White Sox. But after the game yesterday, Q didn't seem all that concerned about Reagan's health. And so long as he's healthy, the dude's still the real deal. So, if they're not worried about health, I'm not going to worry about health. But once they start worrying, yeah, we all start to freak out.
Yeah, I was just thinking more about this, and I was talking to Rob about this earlier. Like, if I had to sit here and make a list and write down how many Royals players are the same as they were last year or potentially better, I think that's a really small list. If I wrote down how many Royals players are worse or performing worse this year than they were last year, that's a much longer list, which kind of explains how they've just basically treaded water for the first two and a half months of the season.
Well, I don't know about that. I think there are more players on the list of better than last year. It's just the names that many people know are on the not as good as they were last year. Like, more important names are on the not as good as they were a season ago list. But listen, you know, Chris Bubich, right? Chris Bubich wasn't on that list. Noah Cameron's not on that list. You know, the reason why you sit three games above 500 for the most part are guys that, you know, weren't in this role a season ago. I mean, outside of Michael Garcia, you know, Jonathan India wasn't here. You know, Drew Waters wasn't a part of the team last season. Neither was Nick Lofton. Lucas Urseg wasn't here. Carlos Estevez, Steven Cruz, Daniel Lynch. I mean, a lot of the guys that are playing big roles for this team were not on this team, or at least not in this role at this time a season ago.
That is our guy, Josh Vernier, joining us on the show today. Catch him later today, getting you ready for the pregame show between the Royals and the White Sox. Great stuff, Vern.
All right, thank you.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.